Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 26th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 7 cents at 627, March wheat down 23 cents at 795, and March beans up 32 and 3/4 cents at 1440. The beans were strong. Meal and oil were strong. Oil was up 142. Crude oil was up $1.75 a barrel. The meal was up $8.50, so all that combined to push bean prices to near contract highs. We got within 2 cents of it. We broke 3 cents off the highs, almost 4 cents by the close, but still a very strong close out here. The corn basically was following the meal. Funds were buying corn, selling wheat, buying beans, selling wheat, which is the typical pattern that they've been doing out here. The export sales tomorrow, we're looking for a big number on the beans. 1.5 million metric tons. So maybe the Chinese did buy some part of that 1.5 million last week. We'll have to see what the numbers say. The Fed came out, left interest rates unchanged. The stock market rallied initially, but we're currently on our lows. We're down 275 points right now. That's 800 points off the highs. I think it's just, the Fed came out and said, they're probably going to raise interest rates in March. They didn't say it exactly that way, but the tapering is going to end, and higher interest rates, I think, are a sure bet. Are they going to raise it 0.25%, 0.5%? We'll have to wait and see. But I don't think it really had too much impact on the grains here today. It looks like the wheat was down, mainly off of the stalemate right now going on in the Ukraine and Russia. As we mentioned this morning, if Putin was going to go in, why didn't he go in 2 weeks ago before NATO and the U.S. really had a chance to organize and make a defense? So I'm not sure he's going in. Crude oil disagrees. Crude oil made a new contract higher today. The Dow was higher most of the day on the stalemate. But, I wonder, if this whole thing isn't a ploy by Putin to get oil prices higher. You get wheat prices higher, and he's got some stuff sold up here. I don't know. We'll just have to see. But they're looking for 400,000 metric tons of export sales tomorrow on wheat, 1 million metric tons on the corn. We'll see if we get those numbers. But overall, the beans, I think, are much rallying off of all these reports that we're hearing out of Argentina and Brazil about how bad the crops are, and that they've lost several million more metric tons than what anybody is expecting so far. Is it true? I don't know. The market, beans and corn seem to think so. We're near contract highs out here, so they seem to think there's something positive out there. But I still believe that these rains in Brazil and Argentina will lead to better crops than what people are thinking. But in the meantime, they're putting risk on. So, whether or not the Brazilians put on that export tax we talked about this morning remains to be seen. Again, is it a ploy by the Brazilians to raise prices so they can sell something at higher prices? Who knows? Informa looks like they've got their corn acres down about 1.5 million, and their bean acres up about 600,000. I think they're wrong on the corn, and I think they're wrong on the beans. I think maybe the beans will be up just a little bit, but I don't see the corn being down that much out here. That's really about it. As we're speaking, the Dow's making new lows. It's down 300 points. But, the way the volatility's been in this Dow, anything can happen in the last 50 minutes. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.